This is Mana Jo Green, Environmental Director for Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and this is Your Environment. Earth Day is a key milestone in the modern environmental movement. Founded by Senator Gaylord Nelson as an environmental teach-in on April 22, 1970, the first Earth Day brought 20 million Americans out into the spring sunshine for peaceful demonstrations in favor of environmental reform. Earth Day organizer Dennis Hayes made Earth Day into an international event in 1990, and it is now observed in 192 countries around the world. 50 years ago, the environment in the Hudson Valley was severely degraded due to a history of polluting and destructive industrial practices paired with unregulated growth and development. In the late 1960s, the Hudson River was so foully polluted that it was thought of as a 200-mile-long sewer, with raw sewage and industrial effluent discharged into it regularly. You could even tell what color General Motors plant in Tarrytown was painting their cars each day from the color of the paint waste and solvents that poured into the river. Earth Day has been a clarion call to protect our natural resources, our air, water, and land from pollution and destruction. Clearwater was at the forefront of this visionary movement, collecting tens of thousands of signatures to bring to Washington, D.C., where Pete Seeger and the original Sloop crew held an impromptu concert in the halls of Congress to support the Clean Water Act, which was passed in 1972. This legislation, along with the Environmental Policy Act, National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, and significant strengthening of the Clean Air Act and related legislation and regulations, are what give us the quality of life we enjoy today. By the late 1980s, the attention of the environmental movement was focused on solid waste, with the infamous Mobro garbage barge sailing from port to port, unable to dispose of its unsavory cargo, serving as a wake-up call to address this growing problem. During the decade that followed, between 1990 and 2000, many communities saw their recycling rates soar from 4% to 40%. Today, the emphasis in this evolving field is on promoting waste reduction, sound hazardous waste management, electronics collections, and organic waste composting. In response to a pattern of disproportionately citing highly polluting facilities and hazardous waste dumps in communities of color and low income, the 1980s also gave rise to the environmental justice movement, which calls for equal access to environmental benefits and equal protection from environmental harms for all. During the first decade of the 21st century, water and watershed awareness, planning, and protection became the central issue. Here in the Hudson Valley, dozens of local watershed groups were networked through the Hudson River Watershed Alliance to learn from and support each other's efforts to protect water quality and biodiversity. Now, in the second decade, the 20-teens, the mandate is to actively transition to a green energy economy to mitigate climate change. This includes shifting away from our dependence on carbon-polluting fossil fuels and dangerous nuclear power to cleaner, safer, fuel-free, and renewable sources of energy, solar, wind, and hydroelectric. Here in the Hudson Valley, this also means preventing fracking in New York, as well as restricting the use of river and rail to transport Bakken crude and tar sands oil. Each year, on and around Earth Day, The most pressing environmental issues of the times are raised in rallies and teach-ins, classrooms and celebrations around the world. Many participate in community cleanups and take actions to draw attention to the importance of the health of our home and biosphere, planet Earth. What can you do to celebrate what renowned anthropologist and author of The Silent Spring, Margaret Mead, called the first holy day which transcends all national borders yet preserves all geographic integrities, spans mountains and oceans and time belts, yet brings people all over the world together into one resounding accord, which is devoted to the preservation of the harmony in nature and yet draws upon the triumphs of technology, the measurement of time, and the instantaneous communication through space. So some of the things you can do are join a local, regional, or national environmental group. Pick an issue that especially resonates for you and work on that. You can participate in a stream cleanup, ride your bike, carpool, plant trees or a butterfly garden, air dry your clothes, or put up a solar array. There are many things you can do, but perhaps the best thing to do is become aware of how your activities impact the environment. And you can join Clearwater and our partners in Albany for Earth Day Lobby Day on May 5th to oppose hydrofracking and rally for legislation to mitigate climate change, call for cleanups of Superfund and brownfield sites, and call for labeling of genetically modified organisms for our food, GMO food. This year, Earth Day Lobby Day will include a musical tribute to Clearwater's founder, Pete Seeger, whose last great environmental crusade was preventing fracking in New York and beyond. Understanding that we are in the midst of a climate crisis, Pete added the following lyrics to the legendary anthem, "This Land is Your Land." New York is my home, New York is your home. From the upstate mountains down to the ocean foam, with all kinds of people, yes, we're polychrome. New York was meant to be frack-free. I think Pete would heartily agree with this Earth Day invocation. May peace with justice prevail on a healed and harmonious Earth. This is Nana Jo Green, Environmental Director for Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and this has been Your Environment.